BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one?
Fun time blowing bubbles through a straw. Sounds naughty.
Gonna get married in a wibbly wobbly house.
Easy radio.
One, turn it up.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
The one.
For the immature.
You're under a citizen's arrest. You are done.
3, 2.
Radio one.
On today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, Tom Grennan is in the mix from the roof of his mum's house. Also, why did you and your partner get together? What bonded you? We do our audition for Phil Taggart's Chiller Show, should he ever be off. And Chris is obsessed with these American pitmasters. He's a barbecue expert, or soon to be. It's all on this Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Okay, hope you're good today. This is Scott. I'm at Radio 1 and Chris is at home. Hi.
Hi. We all good, yeah?
Yeah. How many barbecues did you have at the weekend, please?
You know it. This is your new favourite thing, isn't it? Watching me do barbecues on Instagram.
I mean, you're an expert. You should be on that show. You should be on... There's a reality show in America where it's just barbecue bake-off. You should do that.
Mate, what I need to bring to the show is YouTube tutorials on barbecues, right? Because it's always this same type of American dude.
Yeah.
And I can't do the voice, but the voice is amazing.
Yeah.
They're all
and
like,
then you just broil it. You just broil it.
You gotta rub your meat.
You gotta rub it.
It's just so intense. I'm gonna do this for tomorrow. I'm gonna get a load of barbecue guys, some of the videos that I watch, because it is amazing.
Can you get those for tomorrow?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
They're funny.
They treat it like an art form, don't they? Or maybe it is.
You gotta rub your meat, boy.
You should do your own. Are you following these videos?
I love them because, right, my thing with barbecues is, I think it's largely come from the lockdown thing, is that sausages and burgers are lovely, right? We all love that. But I'm trying to branch out. So I'm doing all sorts on there. Now, the people that are really doing this big style are in America. They're these dudes with, like, massive beards, big moustaches, hairy men.
It's like
right?
their full-time thing, though. Like, they're experts. This is their job.
Yeah, they call themselves pitmasters and stuff like that, right?
There's a show well. There's a show on Netflix called Pitmasters, which I'm surprised you haven't watched.
Oh, I've not seen it. But yeah, I'm going to bring some of these videos tomorrow because the way they talk is so intense. And you're right. Perhaps I just need to be one of those men. Maybe I make it my aim this week to become a real manly man.
Do you actually do what they say on the videos? Do you follow them?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, wow. I do. But and that's the thing, because they do it so well, they're the videos that you kind of have to watch. There isn't really anyone else doing them.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm gonna give that a go. Yeah.
And it's true to say it does make you feel more of a man.
Totally. Yeah. That's your theory with me with the barbecue, isn't it?
A little bit.
You say I'm not actually a very manly man.
But
you say the barbecuing makes me feel like that.
Once he fires up that grill.
The Scott Mills Daily.
A disturbing video came to my attention over the weekend. And it was one of the live sets of music from Radio 1's Big Weekend. JC Stewart was at home on his dad's farm in Northern Ireland. And because he had no audience for his live music, the video's still on there. He got some spades and forks, pitchforks, from his dad's farm, stuck them in the ground, and then stuck celebrities' faces on them, and they were the audience for the gig. It's really weird. It's really weird. But it's me, Jennifer Aniston, Lewis Capaldi. I don't know why you weren't on there, Chris.
I actually did feel cruelly shunned by his family, but you sort of get used to it.
Yeah.
When you're me, I get it.
Lizzo's on there as well.
Stormzy was on there.
Stormzy,
as well.
Yeah. It's just like all like little cardboard cutouts of our face on the top of spades. It's really weird. It's on Radio 1 channels at the moment. You'll see it if you watch it. He performs this, I like to think, directly to my cardboard face. It's I Need You to Hate Me. JC Stewart on Radio 1.
You say happiness exists, but you're not sure where it goes. And you don't know how you feel, but you're getting real close.
Scott Mills.
A lot of people messaging me yesterday because my fave reporter on Sky News was... she was going in yesterday, Chris. Do you see this?
Yeah, Beth Rigby.
Beth Rigby, Sky News, Westminster. Last time we did this, she actually heard it. A lot lot of people don't know who she is, but she, through this whole thing, has become more famous. I was getting messages going, it's your favourite. Who's the lady with the red lipstick again? Asking questions to Dominic Cummings. I mean, she was all over Cumgate yesterday. Beth Rigby.
Right. So she is what we would call a corona celebrity now.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? One of the people that's emerged throughout this time.
And then I was saying when we were last on that me and my boyfriend actually bonded over our love of Sky News presenters. Love the BBC ones as well. But we feel that we're in a bit more of an exclusive club because everyone knows the BBC ones. They don't know the Sky ones as much. But me and him do, and we had extensive knowledge. For instance, we both know that Adam Bolton is editor-at-large. And that's weird, and not that many people know it. And our other favourite was always...
Beth Rigby, Sky News Westminster.
We talked about this last time on the show. Then I messaged Beth, and I think she's going to come on the show at some point. She's been a bit busy, like, you know, in her own time. I imagine now is an extremely busy time for her, would you say, Chris?
Yeah, obviously. But it would be nice to get her on at some point.
Yeah.
DJ set.
Yeah, we were talking about, like, how did your relationship bond together? Like, what was it that brought you and your partner together? And some of them are quite weird. And I got a bunch of callers lined up. And, I mean, I wouldn't say any of them are weirder than Beth Rigby, but we've got some good ones in the bank, so we'll get to that in a minute.
Beth Rigby, Sky News Westminster.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Radio 1.
Tom in Norfolk, you and your girlfriend bonded over...
vinegar.
And how did this happen?
Well, we were just on a first date, obviously getting to know each other. We went on a date to the seafront where we live and decided we'd get fish and chips. With the fish and chips, we both, as normally, sort of doused the chips in vinegar. Once we had finished the chips, it was the pool of vinegar in the bottom, which I sort of looked over and said, would it be wrong if I drank the vinegar?
Do you mind if I drink the vinegar? Will you let me drink the vinegar?
Sorry. Her sort of surprise, she had sort of said, actually, I was sort of thinking the same thing, but I didn't want to say anything, obviously not to...
And then it was love.
Well, it was. It was rather than love at first sight, it was love at first sip.
And then did you both look at each other and, serious as anything, sip from the vinegar and just look into each other's eyes there? One of you there, emptying the vinegar into your mouth.
Can I ask, are you, with the remnants of the vinegar there, are you just tipping up the cardboard and drinking that?
Yeah, into the court. Yeah, from the bottom of the tray.
You're gross.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Interesting, the things that people bond over. Hi, Shannon.
Hello.
And you and your partner bonded over?
Stephen Mulhern.
Stephen Mulhern.
Stephen Mulhern, the one and only.
Okay, and how did that occur then?
And somehow it just got brought up in conversation. It turns out that we both had the same magic set when we were younger. And we used to dress up and pretend that we were Stephen Mulhern.
Incredible.
It's a little weird to come to think of it, but yeah. And conversation, I did a game dress, so that I met him.
You've met him?
Yeah.
Oh, her signal's going really bad now, Chris, and I want to find out more.
We need to hear the Stephen Mulhern story. We can't leave it there.
Did you have the same Stephen Mulhern magic set, you two?
Yeah, it was great. And, like, you would be able to, like, see things that he used to do on telly.
Yeah.
And we were at one of his shows, and after the kind of hunted him down, was able to meet him. And, yeah, normally everyone would be a bit like, oh, that's... But he was really jealous, and he was like, "That's amazing!" And that's how I bonded.
That's amazing. What's your partner's name? Cool name.
This is great.
What's your partner's name?
It's like Stephen Mulhern has stepped in here and done some magic of his own to just try and censor everything.
Can I just tell you that My boyfriend laughs so much at Stephen Mulhern on
He's slapstick funny.
No, he's brilliant. He's very good.
He's brilliant. But since when has he now become the people's princess?
He is.
It's a really odd one, isn't it?
Well, like, he's latched onto Hansen Deck there, and it's worked out for him. He's brilliant. He's so funny.
Yeah.
I think he's funny. There's no shame in it.
No, so what am I slightly bitter about? I'm not sure.
I don't know. Let's delve deeper.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yaz, you bonded over...
We bonded over a promotion at work, believe it or not. Both going for the same thing. It was a bit of a heated, both wanted the same job, but actually had a bit of a secret romance in the background.
But how did the romance come about?
Well, we were good friends for a few years before that. But I think, I don't know, maybe hormones, tension in the workplace, who knows. But we bonded over the promotion in the background. He ended up getting it. Shock horror, I know. Shocking. But he was far more experienced in the role than me.
Yeah, but I'd be like, see ya, you got the job.
So for a short time, he was your boss, which must have been an added thrill as well.
My direct boss, but I ended up moving jobs a few years later, actually, because I thought, I can't mix the two.
So was there a point where he was kind of above you, as it were?
Yes. He was always a step ahead of me.
Oh. Did he have to, like, have awkward conversations, like, tell you off on that, because he was the boss?
Oh, no, definitely not. Like, when it came to it, and people realised the relationship we were in, definitely not. But for the first few months, he would try and approach these conversations. I think he could see it, like, sizzling in my eyes, looking at him, like...
Yeah, absolutely not.
I don't like this.
No. Not having any of that.
No, exactly. And then you get home and you think, I've got to sit across the table from you, and actually, I've got to leave work at work. That's quite hard.
So you work somewhere different now?
Yes, I do, very happily, and I'm very settled in that job. And actually, it's quite nice because we now have a mortgage together, we now live together, and we've got a long-term life planned. And, it's nice to be able to leave work at work, which is really great.
What was that phrase you just used? Long-term life plans. That's awesome.
I like it.
Long-term life plans used loosely. You know, you have the same sort of goals and paths you want to walk down together and that sort of thing.
That's you, Scott, isn't it? You've got long-term life plans with your boyfriend. That's how you'd put it, wouldn't it? Do you think you're at that phase, at that stage?
Pardon?
Do you think you're at that stage now?
What, a long-term plan?
Long-term life plans?
I don't think I've ever said this, but I think I am.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow, breakthrough.
Yeah. I mean, for me, what are yours, Yaz, and we can compare?
Well, we got the house together. I mean, we absolutely ripped the house apart. We bought it and renovated it about six months ago. We're first-time buyers as well.
Yeah.
So just things like that, you know, the standard cardboard box-style life, you know, children, marriage, that sort of thing. But, you know, all the amazing things in between as well. So, yeah.
All right. Well, mine's just a house, a dog and a Ford Focus.
Oh, we've got a dog as well. How did I forget the dog? That's awful.
I'd actually like to move this on for tomorrow's show because what Yaz said there, Chris, about work romances got me thinking.
Yeah, this could be a great area to explore.
Right, let's explore it tomorrow. How did you keep your work romance a secret?
Scott Mills.
Okay, coming up, Superfan Steve. We tell a pop star or a famous person that their biggest fan, called Steve, is on the line. It's actually Chris in a room not that far away, but they don't know that. And he has all the answers written down to a quiz about that person so he can answer them quicker than they can. Also, what Chris likes to do when he is playing the part of Steve is leave really long gaps and say his name a lot, Steve. And it leads to one of the most awkward chats, and I have to sit here and pretend that it's all real. I don't even remember when we did this, but we did it with David Guetta. Hello, who's there?
Bonjour, je m'appelle Steve.
Bonjour, Steve, ça va bien?
Okay, on zone.
Okay, I don't know where that was.
I think that's one of the first ones we did. We're going to treat you to a Superfan Steve every day this week just after 12. Are you keen, Chris?
I am so keen for that.
Scott Mills.
All right, so when we do Superfan Steve, I love playing them and I love doing them, but when we're actually actually kind of in the studio with the person. For me, it's awful because I have to keep a straight face. We tell the famous person that's in here that we have scoured the UK for their biggest fan. It's actually Chris in a room next door. They can't see him. They don't know it's Chris. And he has all the answers written down to a quiz about them, so he can answer it super fast by saying his name, Steve. And then we have to, it's so awkward, we have to reveal at the end that it's actually Chris. Anyway, here's one I've completely forgotten about. One of the earliest ones that I think we did with David Guetta. It's our golden moment.
The Scott Mills golden moment on Radio 1.
We have scoured the UK for someone that knows a lot about David Guetta. We're going to ask some questions to you and to that person. It's whoever gets there first.
Hey, that's a really cool concept.
It's going to be questions about you, so it should be pretty easy for you.
And what is the idea is that who's going to answer first?
Yeah.
Oh, so I have a terrible memory even about myself, so they might know more than me.
Well, let's see how it goes. Hello, who's there?
Bonjour, je m'appelle Steve.
Bonjour, Steve. Ça va bien?
Okay, on the
okay, I don't know what that was.
Okay. Steve, you like, haven't done French for a while, no?
No.
Okay. All right, well, anyway, you're through to David. I know you're a big fan, aren't you?
Yeah. Hello, bonjour, David.
Yep.
Hey, okay. Man.
So, we're going to do superstar versus superfan. You claim to know a lot about David Guetta when we spoke to you before.
Yes.
Okay, cool. So, I've got some questions.
There's a little bit of a delay. Is it a technical issue or are you high?
Oui. No, not.
Okay, well, let's crack on.
That game's going to be fun,
let's
man.
Let's crack on, okay. So, the idea is, if you know the answer first, David, just shout David and then the answer, okay? Steve, if you know the answer before David, you shout out your name. So, let's have a practice.
Steve.
Go. Pardon?
Steve.
Yep, so that's it. All right, so let's play Superstar versus Superfan with David Guetta against Superfan Steve. What was the name of the club David was manager of?
Steve.
Go.
Le Palace.
That's true.
Nightclub.
Where was that?
That's very true, in Paris.
Ah, okay, cool. Congratulations, Steve, you got the first one, okay. What was the name of David's debut album?
Steve.
Wow, it's okay. Too fast for me.
Okay, go.
Steve, Just a Little More Love.
Yeah, that's right.
Uh-huh. I hope you get some of these at some point, David.
This dude's good.
Anyway. What year was David the music ambassador for the UEFA Euros?
Steve.
Oh, my God. Yes? I don't remember.
Okay.
Steve, 2016.
Yes. Yes, it's true.
How come you know so much, Steve?
I'm just a fan.
Okay, next question. What is David's real first name?
David.
Steve.
Oh, I got there!
I got one question. I know my name.
Yes?
Pierre.
It's correct. You know your name.
He wasn't first, Scott.
Pardon?
He wasn't first.
What do you mean?
I was first.
You weren't first. He definitely said David before
I
you.
I said Steve first.
You didn't say Steve first. What was the name of the collaboration he made with French rapper Sidney Dutté?
Steve.
Oh, no, David. Oh, come on. Oh, you cannot know this one.
He
I
did
don't
get there
you.
First, David. Okay, go on.
Steve.
Yep.
Nation Rap.
Oh my God. No, come on. I don't believe you.
What do you mean?
He knows everything. No, but literally, really, like, everything. No one knows this. Steve is a beast.
Steve the beast. All right, Steve. Well, good to speak to you. Thank you very much.
Man.
Au revoir.
I appreciate you, man. Really, like, for you to know all of this, it's incredible. I was impressed.
J'adore you.
Thank
J'adore
you.
You.
Thank you so much. I hope to meet you one day.
You will.
Wow. Steve, we didn't even tell him because it was an early one. I think it was like the first or second one we'd done. We never told him that it wasn't real.
You will.
I like, are you high? we'll do a Superfan Steve. We'll relive one for you every day after midday this week. I love Guetta.
Scott Mills.
All right, Tom Grennan, talk to me about your location right now.
I am currently sat on my mum and dad's roof. Coming live from Bedford Town, mate.
I love it that you're actually on the roof.
Yeah, of course.
How did you get up there? Was it safe?
It was safe. Do you know what? I'm lucky enough so I can climb out from my window. You can see there.
Oh, yeah.
And like, just come and have a little cup of tea, spin some records. I'm good, man.
So you're at your mum and dad's. You've chosen to DJ from the roof. Let's get on with it. Tom Grennan's first selection, please.
Today, I'm going to start the party off right, and we're going to go for B.I.G. Hypnotize.
Tom Grennan in the mix from his parents' roof.
Sometimes your words just hypnotize me, and I just love your flashy ways. I guess that's why they're broken. You're so vain. Can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me, and I just love your flashy ways. I guess that's why they're broken. You're so vain.
Tom Grennan in the mix from his parents' roof.
What a massive start as well, Tom. Big, big song to begin this mix with, right?
Start every party, right, man?
So what should you be doing right now if this wasn't all happening? Isn't it European tour?
I'm meant to be in Germany right now. So, yeah, I'm meant to be out doing the whole tour of Europe. So, yeah, I'm meant to be out there right now, man.
I've decided... You know the little things that you kind of have taken for granted and you look at them now and you go, right, I am never going to take that for granted ever again. Does that ever happen with gigs? Because you were doing so many. Does this just make you kind of love them even more now?
Yeah, I think I've got so much energy ready to put on stage. And I was so ready for this tour, so I had all this energy built up in me. But... yeah, I'm excited just to get back out, man. And like, I think, like you say, can't take anything for granted. So I'm gonna do every gig like it's my last.
Yeah, I've taken things out of my diary now that were in there because I don't want to know what I was supposed to be doing. I've just taken it out.
Yeah.
Okay, we go from Notorious B.I.G. to where, Tom Grennan?
We're going to one of my favourite albums. One of my favourite songs on this album. It's Arctic Monkeys, Snap Out of It. I think the lyrics in this song is just unbelievable, and it's just a feel good, gets your feet moving kind of song. So yeah, Snap Out of It.
In the mix on BBC Radio 1, Arctic Monkeys, Snap Out of It. Are you bored of doing quizzes yet?
Yeah, I am bored of doing quizzes. We do one every... I think we do like two a week, mate. It's getting a bit much. But to be fair, every quiz that me and my friends do, we kind of try and make it different. Where like, we just make up the most stupidest of rounds, so... But they go in, though. But on like Zoom, you can do like PowerPoints and stuff.
Yeah.
And like they just go in. I'm not that advanced yet. I'm only just really learning how to use a laptop properly. So
people are getting, yeah, I'm the same. But people like that I'm playing quizzes with is like, can I share the audio and the presentation I made? I'm like, what?
Yeah.
People are getting creative.
I know they are getting creative. They are.
All right. So we've gone from Arctic Monkeys to where next? It's your choice.
We're gonna go Gypsy Woman, Crystal Waters. Because I think everybody knows how much of a banger this song is. My advice is to turn it up.
Tom Grennan in the mix from his parents' roof.
Such an old track that, but you can't really tell. It's like timeless music, that.
Yeah, man, it's yeah, like you said, timeless. And I think everybody knows it, and I think at a party it goes off.
Yeah. I see you're getting into your cooking as well.
I'm trying to get into my cooking. Not as much as I should be, but I went onto a Gordon Ramsay tutorial and had him shouting at me on how to cook the perfect steak. And I'm not going to lie to you, I absolutely smashed the perfect steak.
Did you?
Yeah.
I've got some bits of Gordon Ramsay now so we can recreate when he was shouting at you.
Get out! You right now are a walking liability.
He's so mean.
He's so mean, but it made me like want to succeed in making a good stage.
Yeah.
Can we work together as a team?
You react to being shouted at.
Yeah, I like being shouted at. It's all right.
Okay, Tom Grennan, you're the DJ, you're in control, so what are we playing next?
Next, I think it's only right to do and play this song because everybody's becoming a TikTok god. Everybody's trying to become a TikTok famous hero. But this is the song that kind of has been like fluent on this social media platform. So it's Megan Thee Stallion, Savage. It's actually a banger as well, to be fair, so...
Do you want the version with Beyonce or do you think she's secretly ruined it?
I'm not going to lie to you, and it's probably going to make a lot of people hate me, but I'm not the biggest of Beyonce fans. So I think she secretly ruined it. However, Beyonce's Netflix thing did make me like wonder whether I was a really big Beyonce fan. And get me wrong, I do appreciate her, but I'm more of a Rihanna man.
Yeah, same. I am. Yeah. Real talk, sometimes when someone jumps on a track, there's absolutely no need. And this is probably one of them, I think.
I think you might be right there, mate.
Yeah.
I think you might be right there.
What about Carole Baskin? I like that version.
Yeah, well, yes. Baskin.
I like it. That's a good version.
Nicki Minaj on Doja Cat. Not that bothered.
No, not that bothered.
Right, okay, let's play it then. Sorry, Beyonce, you're not on this version. Savage on Radio 1.
Carole Baskin.
My circle like a pizza. I'm way too exclusive. I don't shop on Insta boutiques. All them little clothes only fit fake booties. Bad, bad deal talking. Be like tech. Hey, don't let get you up and get you on. I make a call and get a Mac on. This time I pulling up. Well, where you at? Ooh, I'm in a lamb. Catch me if you can. Ooh, I'm kicking out they spot Stanley Chan.
BBC Radio 1, Megan Thee Stallion and Savage, the choice of Tom Grennan, who's DJing from his mum's roof in Bedfordshire. I've been reading about your current single from the second album, Oh Please, and I've heard that you're saying that it's about learning from relationships.
Yeah.
In what way?
Basically, when I was in a relationship, I had an ex kind of message me and was like, should we meet up? I'd love to meet up with you. And obviously, I didn't do it, but it's the thing of should I or shouldn't I? Listening to the devil or the angel, and luckily enough, this time I listened to the angel because usually I would be following in the devil's footsteps. But no, I listened to the angel, and thankfully I did because it would have been a whole disaster if I didn't.
That is super honest of you.
Yeah, man.
Also, like, I heard that you reckon that your first album like changed you as a person a little bit for the worse.
Yeah, it made me think I was someone who I didn't like. Oh. And that's why with this second album, I was in a relationship at that point and I thought, oh yeah, everybody loves me. The world revolves around me and I've done this, I've done that, I've done this, I've done that. And it just made me into like a person that I didn't like.
With relationships? Do you mean that? Is that what you didn't like?
Or just generally as a person?
No, yeah, I mean in a relationship kind of way. And also, like, I just thought I was the bee's knees, mate. And, like, I'm not. and I put stress on other people, especially my ex-girlfriend. And that's where I had to come back to my mum and dad's house. That's when this whole concept came for the second album where I was like, actually, I don't love myself at all. So I need to learn how to love myself before I can love someone else. Mm. And right now I'm the one who's the toxic one in a relationship. And I've been taking it out on this person who doesn't deserve that and deserves way more than that. So, yeah. Well,
that's honesty. I don't think I ever met that Tom Grennan because every time I've met you, which is not that often, you've been nothing but a gent.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
But Tom, at least you weren't a bad boy.
No, like, don't get me wrong. I was never like a bad cheating boy, but yeah. I definitely had an ego around me that wasn't a nice one. So
this has been a joy today, Tom Grennan. What's your plan for the rest of the day once you get off the roof of your mum's house?
Do you know what? I'm recording MTV Cribs.
Are you actually?
Yeah, I actually am. They've asked me to do MTV Cribs, so my dad's getting involved. We've got the paddling pool pumped up. we're ready to absolutely take the mic.
I didn't know it was still on. Is it back?
I think they're bringing it back because everyone's in isolation.
Amazing,
so,
great idea.
Yeah.
Right. So last one. What are we gonna have?
Lastly, just because I'm a massive fan, have been from since I was 12 years old, and he's just an absolute G unit. It's 50 Cent, 21 Questions. Ring the phone.
None of your tracks today have been like massively your genre, really, apart from Arctic Monkeys, and I've been enjoying that.
Yeah, no, I think like these are the songs I really, really love, and the songs that at a party I go wild to. So yeah, I thought why not just play the songs that I actually do adore.
It's been good to have you on today, Tom. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
New York City. New York City. You are now rapping. You are now rapping. With 50 Cent. With 50 Cent. You gotta love it. You gotta love it.
I just wanna chill and catch stunts in my 745. You drive me crazy, shorty. I need to see you and feel you next to me.
Scott Mills.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
And this is Kerry. Hey, Kerry.
Hello.
Are you in Edinburgh?
I am in Edinburgh.
And are you working or are you off at the moment? What's happening?
I am working, but I'm taking the day off because it's my birthday.
Oh,
you
happy
can't work.
Birthday.
It's illegal to work on your birthday.
Yeah, it is. That's part of the government rules. It's illegal.
Absolutely. It should be written into your contract of employment, surely.
Yes. Okay, so you're treating yourself to a nice day off, and what are you doing with it?
Just treating myself to some Prosecco, actually, in the sun. It's sun shining here in Edinburgh today, so which makes a difference.
Fair. Okay, so who do you normally pick on bangers?
Well, I was just saying to the guy before, it's genuinely 50-50. Sometimes it's you, sometimes it's Chris. Just depends what you're going to pull out of the bag today.
Okay. Yeah, but do you generally pick one of us when you're in a good mood and the other when you're in a bad mood? What kind of situation do you need to be in?
Don't really know. Probably lean towards Scott, if I'm being honest. I
okay,
think
that's
okay.
More
my style, but we'll,
no, that excites
today,
me.
Today.
That excites me. I'll tell you why, because you're here for the turning. It suddenly turns this into a sport.
Absolutely, absolutely. Look, what have you got for me? He's
well,
going first.
I'm about to tell you. You want Chris to go first, do you?
Whoever, yeah, on you go, Chris.
Okay.
Definitely.
What is your type of music, though? What, like pop or what?
Oh, a bit of everything, really. Yeah,
same as me.
As long as it's not like heavy metal, not a fan of that.
Yeah,
and I
same
don't
as
think
me.
That's any of you guys, really. So, yeah, just anything.
Okay, Chris, you go.
All right, then. Well, I hope you pick me. I'm going to offer you this.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I thought I'd go for old school Nicki Minaj.
I was going to say it's a bit of old school, isn't it?
It's actually a bit of Mills, this song, but I would argue the lyrics in this song are some of the greatest that she's ever produced. It's
mm-hmm.
wonderful. This is super
mm-hmm.
bass.
Yeah, this is really good Minaj. Top of her game Minaj.
Great Minaj.
Okay, let's see what you've got, you've got for me then.
Sorry, I'm just enjoying this lovely Minaj. Some of the best Minaj I've had.
Minaj.
Okay. This is my one.
Good.
Hey.
Oh.
Kelly Rowland, who knows Beyonce, and Work.
Oh, both chins.
Yes.
Oh, it's hard.
That's the noise we make when we play Kelly Rowland. Sorry, it's an in-joke. Okay. What are you going to have? Come on.
I think I'm going to have to go for Chris.
Oh, come on.
Oh, come on.
I'm
it
sorry.
Always happens
not,
like this.
No, I think so. No, yeah.
You don't want to
no,
hear...
This cool. ain't going to be easy.
No, she doesn't.
I've turned her. No. Let's have it.
Yeah,
okay.
No, absolutely. Yep, go
all
for
right,
it.
Then. All right, well, listen, you have an amazing rest of birthday, all right?
Oh, thank you, guys.
This one is for the boys with the booming system. Top town AC with the coolest system.
April 2020.
I was due to film a new TV series. However, like much of the UK, I was instead confined to my home. With some unexpected time on my hands, I decided to experiment with my first ever podcast series.
Grounded with Louis Theroux.
So I've tracked down some famous, mysterious, and controversial people that I've always wanted to talk to. We'll discuss the lockdown, but also dig deep into their past life experiences to find out how they became who they are today. Grounded with Louis Theroux. Listen on BBC Sounds.
I did really want to hear Roland then, but that's okay. More bangers coming up at 2:40. Chris got chosen by Kerry in Edinburgh. That was Nicki Minaj and Super Bass. To be fair, I've not heard that for ages. A long time. Okay, right, I'll try.
You look
again
like you're in touch with your feminine side. Wait, the lyrics in that are some of my favourites. Something's on with something in his eye.
Yeah, it's good. Fair play. Where did you pluck that one from? Good one though.
Not sure. I think it was one night. Yeah, I'd had a couple of drinks and then heard that was like, that's going on the bangers list, and that's what happened.
True though, as someone says, that is grade A Minaj, isn't it? Right there.
Oh, that is prime
Minaj.
Minaj.
So.
Vintage.
Phil Taggart is in for Annie Mac this week, and it's a little bit different because it is chill as. If you want to just like escape for a bit tonight and immerse yourself in some lush music, like get this on loud. Yes, Phil?
Now, this is the hottest record in the world.
Hi Scott, how's it going? It's Phil Taggart here. I am in for Annie Mac all week long. It's also a little bit different. It's not Future Sounds, which you would normally hear Monday to Thursday. It is the Chillest Show takeover. And if you listen to my show on Sundays at 7 p.m, I'm going to lower my voice and get a little bit more namaste with it. We play the vibiest, waviest records, like sort of kind of alternative music, like really chill hip-hop and indie guitar music. All as long as it's really, really mellow and zen out, we will play it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Me and Chris were just saying, we'd love to do a chill show one day.
Yeah, it's a shame Radio 1 haven't called us up. Phil does it the best, to be fair. But let's say Phil's ill, right?
You do it then.
We get bought in. Okay, so we come in the evening, and then we get to do chill voice. So
yeah, because this show's quite fast, but like, imagine it's like, you go.
You join me and Scott here in a bath of music, foaming up to the nipples with sounds like Port Salut, and other chilled sounds, just gently easing you into the evening.
Yeah. We're your soundtrack for your Tuesday night. Just let us know where you are and
slide in there.
Yeah, we definitely can do it. But Phil is excellent at it, as you'll hear tonight from 7 o'clock. Oh no, I'm doing chill voice now. Come out of it, snap out of it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, it's time for Don't Look It Up. Hello, Simone and Georgie in Bristol. They are playing the Don't Look It Up quiz today. Chilling in the sun in their garden. Whoever loses empties the dishwasher next. Lucy in Bath is just playing to keep herself sane while working from home again, alone. And also, we've got Richard, who is on board from Edinburgh. Hello. He's playing against his workmate, Beth, who is from afar. Elizabeth says, please tell me you're doing the Don't Use the Internet quiz today. Elizabeth, it's on now. And Ryan says, I've just heard Scott and Chris point out we have been inside for as long as the finalists of Big Brother. That's nuts. Where's my winnings? I know. All right, so it's Don't Look It Up. Play against whoever, maybe it's someone you're working with, play on your own if you want, or play against with somebody on WhatsApp. You need something to play for, so maybe it's like buying the drinks when this is over, maybe it's making tea tonight. Find something that the loser has got to do and let me know if you're playing along and how well you do on 81199. Introducing, rested and looking fresh, it's our quizmaster, Will. Hey, Will.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Chris.
Okay.
Hello.
So, hello. Hi, we've got three rounds of this quiz. Get ready to pen and paper it or WhatsApp to your mates. Round one is what?
Unusual baby names.
Okay.
Round one.
Unusual baby names. I'm guessing there are three questions here.
Three questions here.
Let's have it.
Question one. According to Victoria Beckham, why is Brooklyn Beckham called Brooklyn?
5 seconds. 5 seconds to write it down. Think of your answer. I'm going to go for, wasn't it where he was conceived?
Yep, I've gone for place of conception.
The answer is, it was where Victoria Beckham found out she was pregnant.
Oh, it's kind of the same. It's not the same,
not
is
the
it?
Not the same, no.
Oh, I thought it was where they did it. Oh, well, OK. All right, next one then. If you said conceived, you're wrong. If you said, what was it? What was the answer?
It was where she found out she was pregnant.
Where she found out she was pregnant, then that's when you give yourself a point. And question two, please, on famous baby names.
In 2016, unusual baby names in the UK included Majesty, Margarita and Bane. But how many children were called Hennessy?
Nearest person.
Okay.
Hennessy.
How many people call Hennessy? I'm going to say 10.
Well, it's a popular last name. I'm going to go...
What world are you living in where Hennessy is a popular last name?
Wait.
How many Hennessy... Oh, it's the Hennessy family. How many of them do you know?
Loads.
I don't.
Wayne Hennessy.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. But how many babies were called it?
I'm going to go 15.
Babies with the first name Hennessy in 2016, there were three.
So Scott gets the point. Yes! Oh. Okay, and question three on baby names.
Which of these unusual baby names is not banned in Australia? LOL, Fox, Circumcision or Batman? Which is not banned?
5 seconds. These are good questions. I didn't realise that... surely it's your decision. I didn't realise that they could ban baby names from you calling your kid that. Yeah? Is that true?
Yeah. Not allowed to be registered.
Wow. Okay, and can we have them once more, sorry?
Which of these unusual baby names is not banned in Australia?
I know the 5 seconds is up, but I've got the options.
Fox, Circumcision or Batman?
I'm going to say... Batman, Chris.
I think Batman and Fox go into sort of film territory, so probably not allowed. LOL's an abbreviation, probably not allowed. I can't remember which. I'm going to go Circumcision. Was that an option, or have I just made that up?
No, it was an option. The answer is, the only baby name there that was allowed in Australia was Fox. 5 boys were called Fox, first name in 2018.
Oh, hi, Fox. You can imagine it. All the rest banned, are they?
All the rest banned.
Well, including LOL.
Including LOL.
That's annoying. I'm not moving to Australia anytime soon. Let us know how you did on 81199. That was round one, which was baby names. Do not cheat. Do not look up your answers. That's the whole thing about this quiz. Because otherwise...
Shame. Shame. Shame.
Round two is next.
One. The Scott Mills Daily.
Lauren in Norfolk is playing by herself again and totally guessed all the answers for round one. Got one right, the last one. Someone's married to a Hennessy and worked with someone who also called Hennessy, just to wade in on the Hennessy news. Okay, let's do round two, which is, well, what is it?
Live lounges, times forgotten.
Oh, love.
Round two.
There have been a lot of live lounges.
So many.
On Radio 1. It's been going for ages. And we're not going to remember all of them. So let's see if we can remember the ones that time forgot. Okay, question one, please, Will.
Which American pop star decided to really mix things up in 2012 by covering Kanye West and Jay-Z, Paris? That's okay.
It's an American artist.
American pop star.
That's so cray. 5 seconds. Chris, you got an answer?
I've gone Katy Perry.
Okay. I have written down Miley Cyrus.
The answer is Katy Perry.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Chris.
Do you remember that one, Chris?
Yeah, also, if you were to hear that little clip again, you could really, really hear the Katy Perry.
Oh, I need to concentrate more. Okay, number two of Live Lounge's Time Forgot.
Maybe better known for her work on Loose Women, who is this covering Linkin Park in the Live Lounge? I've become so numb, I can't feel you there. I've become so
tired, so much more. 5 seconds. That didn't happen. Yeah. It's not Stacey Solomon, is it?
No. Think about it. Loose Women panelist. That's a mad thing to say. When was Stacey Solomon? She was never a pop star, was she?
She was? Of course she was a pop star.
What? When?
She was on X Factor. That's how everyone knows her.
Was she?
Yes. Stacey Solomon was first brought to our attention with singing on X Factor. That's how you know her.
Oh, wow, okay.
Same as Rylan. Think about it. Both were on X Factor. That's how you know Stacey Solomon. Like, she's not just always been Stacey Solomon. If she had to start somewhere, she was on X Factor. Does no one remember that? Have you got amnesia?
Loose Women panelists there. You're missing the really obvious one.
Okay, Denise Welsh.
No.
I'm going
Jamelia.
Is the correct answer.
Oh, why didn't I get that?
Oh, my God.
Jamelia.
Jamelia in the Live Lounge. Incredible.
Covering numb.
No one sat her down and was like, hey, Jamelia, babe. Maybe not numb. No one did that. But it was a different time. Okay, number three.
Question three. Star Sailor were a band that were big in the early noughties. They had a couple of hits.
Yep.
But which Radio 1 anthem's favourite are they covering here? No need
to reason. Oh my God, this is old. Why. Listen to the sound, let it make you come alive. Don't. 5 seconds. Was that from a cassette?
I believe so.
Right.
Oh, this is bugging me.
I reckon
this is really bugging me.
I really recognise it, do you?
Yeah.
Do you want it again?
Yeah, can we? Sorry.
Yeah? No need to reason why. Listen to the sound, let it make you come
alive. Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Don't. Yes. Got it.
I have no idea. Go on.
Make you come alive. Don't stop moving.
S Club 7.
Don't stop moving.
Oh, of course it is.
Is the correct answer.
Oh my God, I'm so rubbish.
Yeah, you are.
I got nothing.
Yeah,
I've got
nothing.
All right. Why can't I do it? Okay, that was the Live Lounge that Time Forgot. Excellent ones in there, and I really enjoyed the old Star Sailor one. Okay, let's go for
round three.
Which is, well,
motorway service stations.
Oh, hang on, I could bring it back here. Yeah, go on.
Question one. If I found myself pulling into the Pont Abraham service stations for the loo, what country would I be in?
The Pont Abraham.
Yeah, hopefully pronounced correctly.
5 seconds. Okay, so I think I know this. I think I I think it's Wales.
Chris?
It's definitely on the M4.
Yeah.
It's definitely the M4.
So I'm going to go Wales.
Is it near Swansea?
It's Wales. It's not too far from Swansea.
Yeah, I knew it.
See? Great.
Okay, number two, please.
Point apiece. Question two. It regularly receives 5-star ratings and wins the Best British Service Station Award. But what unusual feature, more often seen in gardens, does tea-based services in the Lake District have?
5 seconds.
It's long. Is it too long?
Tea-based services.
Yeah.
A garden feature.
I don't know. There's a feature in the garden.
Gonna have to push you here.
Sorry. Is it like one of them nudes weeing?
Okay, Chris.
Statues, you know.
Now, if I remember right, there's a like a big lake.
Have you been?
That's not really a garden feature.
Have you been T-Bay?
T-Bay, yeah.
Oh, it's classic.
You know T-Bay. It's one of the, I'd say top. Well, yeah.
It's got a farm shop.
Wasn't it? So I'm going to go lake.
Yeah.
Or yeah.
I'll give you that. It's got a duck pond, is what it says on the Wikipedia page. So I'll give you that for a point, Chris. Yeah.
Okay. Shout out to T-Bay there. And finally, question three.
And question three: how many motorway service stations to the and the closest gets the point? Are there in the UK?
Oh my word.
Oh, not a clue.
Okay, 5 seconds. I should know this because before I did Radio 1, I used to do radio for service stations. Do you remember, Chris? Or was that before your time, before I knew you?
I think it was before I was born, yeah.
It wasn't before you were born. It was just before I did Radio 1. And, yeah, it was. I used to do all the traffic news, and you can only hear it in the service stations. I thought it was a big deal. I'm going to say 78. 79, I don't know.
Oh,
79.
I don't know. I really don't know. So I'm going to go... I'd go one below or one above that. I'll go one above. I'll go 80.
The answer is 111. So Chris gets the point and wins 6-3 today.
Balls.
Come
Sorry.
On.
Let us know how you did. I got smashed there, didn't I? Let us know how you did on 81199. Very poor show from me today.
One! The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Alisa!
Hello!
Are you up Yate, are you?
Yeah, I'm in Yate, I am.
Yeah. I used to live there.
Yeah,
oh
my gosh.
Yeah. Yate Shopping Centre. Got a few new units there, haven't you?
Yeah, I live like 10 minutes away from there.
Yeah, man, you just got to save us.
Yeah, did.
Well, you did in January, and then obviously, like, yeah, that's...
Yeah.
But it'll be back. Yeah. You don't even need to go into town now, do you?
No, got everything here.
Got everything you need. Don't need Broadmead. What's the other one called?
Can't remember.
Cabot, is it?
Cabot.
You don't need Cabot either anymore.
No.
Still trying to be a local to Bristol, although I've not yet lived there for a long time. But I loved living in Bristol. It's such a good place.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, don't ever move. What are you doing today, Alisa?
I was doing college work. I'm training to be a teaching assistant.
Okay. Oh, God, I love your accent.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, so you got Radio 1 on as company all day.
Yeah.
And do you normally play along with bangers, or are you not allowed to have us on when you're normally at work?
Not allowed you on at work, but when, like, in the half term, I listen to you and stuff.
Okay. All right, so I am going to pick a song for you. You can choose that, or you can choose Chris Stark, who is WFH, like you, working from home. Here's my one.
LOL.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is example and won't go quietly.
Okay.
All my senses go up at the end because I'm from Yate. Chris, what have you got?
It's good, that example song. You don't, in fact, it's one you don't hear often. I think that's fair to say.
All right, when you,
I'm not sure it's my favourite example.
No, it's not the best.
But do you want me to put on a Bristolian accent for my choice?
All you need to do is go up at the end.
Okay, you can pick my choice, which is this. This is DJ Luck and MC Need. A little bit of luck.
Yeah, really good. They were on Friday on Official Chart. Where are they now, 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 now?
Do you know what? I heard you speaking to them, and for me, the whole thing screamed Butlins. I heard you, and it was like one of those sort of reunion nights that they do there.
Yeah, well, that's
and
the whole... That's the whole
feature,
Chris. It was
like listening to The Green Room. You there, Luck and Neat there.
Yeah.
Sash.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, in previous weeks, we've had Fast Food Rockers on, Bass Hunter. We've had on DJ Sammy. Yeah, and Luck and Neat were on Friday. We like to speak to chart stars of the past before we reveal the new chart. This week, I reckon I've got, your favourite, Three of a Kind on board.
I found them
off of Baby Cakes.
Yeah. Okay. But that Luck and Neat song is, as you were saying last week, a classic.
Oh, a classic. Okay, so what are we going to go for?
I'm going to go for Chris's song.
Oh, I thought
Come
so.
Come on.
Boom. All right, here's some Luck and Neat.
With a little bit of luck, we can make it through the night. With a little bit of luck, we can make it through the night.
We're back tomorrow from 11 and Alison Hammond in the mix from 1. Scott Mills.